From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Following several months of campus planning, University of Missouri System President Moon Choi outlined the new UM system budget for fiscal year 2018 today. The UM system faces roughly 6.5% cut in this year's coming state appropriations, and on its flagship campus in Columbia, estimated freshman enrollment has dropped to its lowest level since 2001. Together with unavoidable expense increases and, quote, strategic investments in university sustainability, these pressures created an estimated $60 million revenue shortfall at the Columbia campus alone. System President Moon Choi says the budget cuts and reductions will be difficult, but they are necessary, and by making them, the system can continue to focus on, quote, future excellence across all four campuses.
We're going to be more efficient, reduce redundancies, operate like a system, and that's key, because by operating like a system with unique flavors at each campus, we are going to be able to reap the benefit of that efficiency.
These cuts are the result of Choi's charge earlier this year to all four system campuses to reduce their overall budgets by 8-12%. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has named a community college leader to be the state's economic development director today. Greitens appointed Missouri Community College Association President and CEO Rob Dixon to head the state's economic development agency. The budget plan presented today by University of Missouri System President Moon Choi calls for the elimination of 474 positions across the system's four campuses. As KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith reports, about 300 of those eliminations are on the Columbia campus.
Of the 307 non-student positions being eliminated, 42 are administrative, 173 are staff, and 135 are faculty positions. Not all of those jobs are currently filled, and the numbers include retirements and people who've taken jobs elsewhere. The university's long-term plans for reducing costs will include a review of all of the university's academic programs. Ben Trachtenberg, chair of the MU Faculty Council, says that process needs to include the faculty.
If we are going to decide to eliminate certain programs at MU, that is not a decision that administrators should make and then say to the faculty, what do you think? What the administration ought to say is, let's appoint a committee of respected faculty members, maybe some administrators as well.
The university is planning to hire 161 new faculty for the upcoming school year in, quote, strategic areas. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.
Following President Trump's announcement on Thursday to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, Columbia Mayor Brian Treese has joined 80 U.S. mayors in committing to combat climate change locally. The University of Missouri interim chancellor announced today $60 million in cuts to the Columbia campus. This includes 343 full-time positions and various programs. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
The positions cut include staff, faculty, and administration. After recently facing public criticism for a lack of diversity in personnel, system officials pledged to hire more people of color. Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes says MU leadership remains committed to that goal, even with the layoffs.
I haven't looked at those layoffs, but I don't think that there's going to be any differential impact.
Vice Chancellor for Finance Rhonda Gibler says the Human Resources Department will analyze those layoffs to ensure fairness and equity. Other cuts yet to be named include academic institutes, buildings, and school majors. Stokes says officials will conduct a 12 to 18 month review process to decide. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
New data shows it's unlikely Missouri revenues will grow enough to fully fund the budget passed by lawmakers last year. Acting State Budget Director Dan Haug announced Friday that state revenues grew 2.6% through May compared to the same period last fiscal year. That's well under the 7% needed to fully fund spending outlined in this year's budget and the 3.4% legislators originally estimated. There's only 1 month left for the state to make up the difference before the start of the next fiscal year. Missouri officials say that nearly all state tax refunds should be delivered by June 30th. The Missouri Department of Revenue said yesterday that the only unpaid returns should be those that were flagged for various reasons. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.